I hope you find this recording to be valuable. For more information on Energetic NLP, go to energeticnlp.com. That's the word energetic, the letters NLP.com. And there's a few basic principles that we're going to operate out of. One is that you are an amazingly powerful spiritual being, much more powerful than you imagine. And that power comes from your own being. It comes from your innate ability to work with universal and earth energies. And it comes from your ability to co-create with others. So again, it comes from your own being, your innate, natural ability to work with universal and earth energies, and your ability to co-create with others. Another principle is that energy follows thought. So just by having intention, just by thinking about things, energy will move. If you imagine miraculous energy starting to enter your body and energy field now, miraculous energy will start to enter it. So right now, just pretend, and it doesn't matter if you feel it or not, though some of you will feel it, just imagine now that these incredible, miraculous energies from Brazil are starting to gather above you and in the earth below you. And just give your own inner wisdom and your own spirit permission to start bringing those energies into you now, to start clearing out old programming, old beliefs, old emotions, anything that keeps you separate from your spiritual nature and truth, anything that limits your ability to have a miraculous and wonderful life. And also energies coming in that build up and enhance your natural abilities that all of us were born with. Human beings, like every living creature on this planet, evolved working with earth and universal energies. It's part of our biology. It's part of our DNA. It's part of our spirit. So just know that you have this ability and just pretend that you're really turning it up right now. And let's imagine an energy space that we're all working in. So you might imagine a giant globe or sphere of energy that all of us are going to be in for the rest of this call. And you might imagine that globe having gold color in it, an amethyst color, that very light lavender purple color, perhaps some green and blue. And just using your intention and your imagination, imagine that this giant globe or sphere of energy is a place of miracles, of no effort, a space where all of us are together calling upon earth and universal and spiritual energies to enhance and build up our natural ability to use the energy of miracles, to know our own spiritual information, and to co-create with the earth, with the universe, with spirit, and with other people, miracles in our lives. And then imagine that this miracle energy now is coming into your body and the energy field around your body. And you might imagine that as a smaller globe, perhaps 3 to 5 feet around you in all directions. And most of you know about the idea of chakras, which are energy centers in the body. And there's actually lots and lots and lots of them. And most people are familiar with the 7 major ones. Well, some of them aren't even in your body. They're above and below your body and around your body. So imagine now, and you don't need to know where these energy centers are. Just imagine that that miracle energy is coming in from Brazil and starting to clear your energy centers, your chakras that are above your head. And just give your own inner wisdom permission to guide those energies in clearing out other people's opinions and programming, karma, effects of other lifetimes, if you believe in other lifetimes, effects from your childhood, programming from your family, from your culture. If you're a woman, programming about women. If you're a man, programming about men. And just allow that whole energy space above your body to be being cleared. And as it's cleared, your own spirit is coming in and setting all those energy centers for abundance and miracles, for incredible joy and living, for love and compassion, and for just incredible positive synchronicity. And most of you probably know the word synchronicity. For any of you that don't, synchronicity is a word that talks about the fact that we are all, and it was, I think, first coined by the psychologist Carl Jung, and he realized that there was a level at which human beings had what he called the collective unconscious, which was a similar to your own personal unconscious, but it was one for all of humanity. And it had lots of programming and patterns and models within it. And if we extend that idea of collective unconsciousness, we realize that everybody is incredibly interconnected. The more you look at energy and observe energy, the more you realize the idea of independent action is a joke. Nothing is ever done independently. Not a thought, not an action. We are amazingly interconnected with other human beings, which is why you can be at the right place at the right time. And it's why you can avoid being at the wrong place at the wrong time. There's a reason that some people never get in accidents, never run into bad people. And there isn't a value judgment on it. It isn't bad or wrong if you get in accidents or if you run into negative people. It just means that on some level we are all extremely interconnected, and you don't ever have to be at the wrong place at the wrong time again. And in the future, you can always be at the right place at the right time. And that can start now. So let those miracle energies come in and set all your energy centers above your head for synchronicity and miracles, joy and abundance, love and compassion, and co-creation. Now, the seventh chakra is the energy center that's on top of the head, and it goes up above the head, anywhere from a half an inch to 8 or 9 inches in most people. And that's one of the places where we really interconnect with our spiritual nature and our spiritual information. And when that chakra is blocked, which it is in most of us, it's hard sometimes to find our own intuition, our own spiritual information, our own truth that goes beyond logic. And you might imagine that part of the seventh chakra that's right on top of the head, almost like it's a DVD or a CD. And it's filled with all kinds of programming that you've acquired throughout your lifetime. And anybody who's on this call is the kind of person who's into personal growth and development. And for people like us, we need to be able to clear out all that old programming. When we were little kids, we might have needed it, but we're all adults now. And we're all people that don't quite fit the mold of our families or other groups. And in order for us to truly live our life purpose and truly live our own destinies, we need to replace that programming with our own spiritual information. So imagine that miracle energy coming down now and clearing the whole seventh chakra, but particularly the part on top of your head. And just imagine. Some DVDs and CDs are rewritable. It means you can take off the old information and put on new information. So just imagine like a rewritable DVD the top of your head, the programming is being removed, and it's being removed by your own inner wisdom and your own spirit. And then your spirit is resetting the information in your crown chakra for miracles and synchronicity and abundance and joy and love and co-creation and success, for contribution, for giving and receiving love. Whatever is important to you. And if any old programming comes up that you're not worthy or you haven't worked hard enough or anything that limits you, just imagine that there's an energy magnet out in the ocean. And that as those thoughts come up, because they're not your truth, just allow those thoughts to go off into the ocean and be dissolved. And as that process continues, let the energy come down into the center of your head, the sixth chakra. And imagine as it comes down, it's clearing out the center of your head, clearing out other people's thoughts and opinions. And it's clearing it out of the center of your head, the energy channels in your head. Some of them are called telepathic channels. And again, you don't consciously need to know where or what these things are. Your own inner wisdom and your spirit knows exactly where they are and what they are. Allow your forehead to be cleared and the energy space in front of your forehead, which is all part of the sixth chakra. And let the back of your head be cleared and the energy space behind your head. Let your physical ears be cleared so you can really hear and understand. And clairaudience is the ability to hear information. And you might imagine that you have clairaudient ears. And let the energy come in and clear those clairaudient ears and set them so that they hear information that's right and true for you. And let the energy come into your eyes and clear your eyes, so that you can see clearly. Let the energy clear any old programming, limiting beliefs, emotional traumas, anything that keeps you from opening up your intuition and just knowing the right thing for you to do and the right time to do it. On a very deep level, we are all interconnected, and when you open up that knowing, your timing can be perfect. You'll know what to do and when to do it. Allow the energy to come down into your throat and vocal cords, clearing them. So that your words can help create miracles. And imagine that the center of your head, that sixth chakra, your clairaudience, your clairvoyance, your throat chakra at the base of your throat, and your vocal cords are all being set at miracles, at synchronicity, at knowing your spiritual information and truth. And as that continues, the energy moves down into your chest, and it clears out the lungs, because we store a lot of old emotions in the lungs, and sets them at health and vitality. And the energy clears out your heart chakra in the center of your head. The center of your chest. Clears out the heart chakra in the center of your chest. And the space in front of your heart and behind your heart. and it clears out old hurts, any beliefs or programming that limits your ability to give and receive love, anything that limits your ability to give and receive love for yourself and for others. Clears out anything that inhibits your ability to receive universal love and love from the earth. And then let your inner wisdom and your spirit set your heart chakra for the ability to give and receive love to others and yourself, the ability to have compassion. And the heart is one of the areas where the upper part of our spiritual self connects with the lower part of our spiritual self that is more deeply connected to the earth. So in your heart, your energy body really brings the earth and the universe together. So have your heart chakra set at that ability to bring together your physical self and spiritual self. Let the energy move down into your solar plexus, which is right below the bottom of your sternum, where your rib cage begins to divide. And the solar plexus is an energy center that has a lot to do with your personal power and your ability to be powerful in the world, your ability to be powerful in your own life. And let the energy clear out any programming that limits your personal power, any programming that tells you that life has to be hard or efforting. And I'm certainly not against hard work or effort. I'm only suggesting we let go of the belief that life has or needs to be that way. There's an amazing number of successful people who didn't work hard at their success. It really just happened. Now, they may have worked hard at whatever their career or job is, but doors just opened for them. People supported them. Things just happened. And then they put their effort into things because it gave them joy, not because they believed they had to work hard. And let your own wisdom and spirit set your third chakra so that it can distribute energy well throughout your body and energy field, open you up to your own personal power and your ability to be powerful in your life. And a lot of these miracle energies from Brazil are of a much lower vibration than a lot of us are used to working with. A lot of us are used to concentrating on higher vibrations and wider light and gold and very high vibrations, and that's wonderful. It's also wonderful to call upon energies that are very low frequency. They're very close to being physical. And those energies really have a lot of just straight effect and power in the physical world. So allow those lower frequencies of the Brazilian miracle energy to come into your space as the energy moves down to your second chakra, which is maybe three finger widths below your navel. And let it clear your second chakra. And the second chakra is a place that has a lot to do with our emotions, our sensuality, our sexuality. A lot of creativity comes from there. And allow programming and beliefs to be cleared from the second chakra. And allow your second chakra to be set at a wonderful and easy and abundant creativity, at emotional fluidity. Let the energy go down to the base of your spine, which is something called the first chakra or root chakra. And the base of our spine has a lot to do with our relationship to the physical world. And there's often a great deal of programming in there about suffering and hard work. There's a lot of programming often about fear and scarcity. and allow that programming to be cleared and allow it to be replaced with your spiritual truth and your spiritual wisdom. And also the first chakra is a place where we connect in with other people on a very physical level. And other people have the rights to their own beliefs about scarcity and fear and hard work and effort and suffering. And we can allow them to have their beliefs. Just clear those beliefs out of your space. And let your own spirit and your own inner wisdom replace those beliefs with ones that are really appropriate for you and really reflect your own truth and your own being. And let the energy move into your feet now. And there's many, many energy centers in the legs and feet. And our feet and legs have a lot to do with how we move through the world, our ability to move through the world, and our ability to use earth energy, because a lot of it can come up through our feet. So just imagine the energy now clearing all the energy channels in your legs and knees and ankles and feet, clearing all the chakras, and setting all the energy channels and chakras and ability to really use earth energy and to move easily and collaboratively through the world. And also let the energy move down your arms and into your hands, because a lot of our creativity is expressed through our arms and hands. And allow all those channels and chakras to be cleaned and cleared and set by your spirit for creativity and abundance and the ability to manifest your dreams. And just imagine that the whole energy field around your body is being cleaned and cleared and set at miracles and abundance and love and collaboration and joy and living. And they used to say that, like, oh, we were totally controlled by our DNA and that DNA couldn't change and everything was controlled by DNA, and now science no longer says that. There's a lot of things that control DNA, and DNA can change. So imagine, guided by your own inner wisdom and your own spirit, that this miracle energy is entering the DNA of all of your cells and setting your body for vitality and health and abundance. And by that I mean an abundance of health, abundance of vitality. And imagine that every cell of your body is being set at the energy of miracles, so that on a spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical level, your entire body, your entire energy body and physical body, is being set at miracles. I hope you find this recording to be valuable. For more information on energetic NLP, go to energeticnlp.com. That's the word energetic, the letters NLP.com.